Welcome to the True Leadership Podcast, where we look at a principle of good leadership every day, because leaders develop daily, not in a day. I'm your host, Royce White, and we're going to spend the next 2 minutes talking about a single principle so that you can devote your daily leadership to the growth of yourself and others. Good morning, January 1st, the physics of God. I have many things to speak and to judge concerning you, but he who sent me is true, and the things which I heard from him, these I speak to the world. John 8:26. Galileo, Kepler, Newton, Faraday, Maxwell, Einstein, some of the greatest minds in physics. They worked tirelessly to reveal truths of the universe that they observed. They created math to define on paper what they were seeing and experiencing. None of them created the physics that were living. They were defining laws or physics behind what they encountered. Some attribute it to God, others to the natural phenomenon of the universe. Was that also God? The universal laws, or physics established by God in the physical realm, define the truth of how our physical world works. But what are the spiritual laws in the spiritual world? Many scriptures speak of the body, soul, and spirit in 1 Thessalonians 5, Matthew 10, Ecclesiastes 12, Hebrews 4, and more. In short, the truths of God, or what I like to call the physics of God, because these things cannot be changed, are immutable, unchangeable. God set them up to last forever, even longer than God's physical truths, for the earth will pass away one day, making room for a new heaven and earth, says in Revelation 21, pretty much all of Revelation 21. God has set up righteousness and goodness and has created good works for us to do, Ephesians 2, Galatians 6, 1 Corinthians 13, etc. And he desires that we do them. These are the physics of God, and these are God's truths for leadership, because all truth is God's truth. Even if we steal the ideas from God, as Frank Turek, author of Stealing from God, would say, you can try the leadership principles of the world or the leadership physics set up by God. As for me and my house, we are going to follow God's physics because he created them and put them in place and knows the good their truth will lead us to. Lord, open my eyes, my ears, my mind, and my heart to see your truths and apply them to my life to lead myself and others well.